Amen, and welcome to our B Chapel here at the end of January. Hopefully, while it's cold outside, we can find space to rest and find the warmth in our hearts because we know that ours is a God who walks amongst us, a God who's near. A couple quick announcements. Men's night out is this Friday night. You can still sign up. Maybe you guys can pop that up there. 7 to 12:30, bring $5. Also, another quick announcement from some student organization. Building Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization that builds primary schools in Uganda for remote villages where the children otherwise would have no chance to receive an education. And so a group of Hope students are working to be able to provide another school in Uganda, and their first meeting of the semester is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in Graves 203. And if you have an interest in missions, education, social justice, or just being part of a community seeking to serve God and his people in Africa, you should really get involved with Building Tomorrow at Hope. Again, that's 7 p.m. at Graves 203 tomorrow night. So the B Chapel, for those of you that might have forgotten or this is new, we're talking about B as in B-E, be still and know that I am God. We are a culture of busyness, and it's good to unplug and to do certain things in our week or in our day to rub against that busyness, to subvert that inclination within ourselves that tricks us into believing that we are the authors of our lives, that sense that we can do this on our own and our own strength. And so the Psalms this semester, as we're teaching and singing and praying through the Psalms, are incredibly helpful at subverting that impulse. Because in reading the Psalms, it's not so much about thinking what is the most interesting thing I can come up with in my soul to say to God. But in the Psalms, we already have this wealth of language that he's given us to say back to him the right and appropriate words that he has for us. And when we think about the school of prayer, you know, it might be interesting and it might just kind of go in one ear and out the other because you guys are already in school, right? I guess that wasn't supposed to be a joke. The pause helped. This is tricky. I want to confess, you know, I'm 36 and I felt a call in the ministry from a young age. And prayer has been one of the easiest things for me to neglect throughout my whole life. In and out of professional ministry, leading people to God, doing evangelism, discipleship, worship leading, preaching, teaching. And prayer is just something that easily gets pushed over to the side. And so I think of the words of Christ where he says that we must lose our life before we can gain it. That we must seek first the kingdom of God and then all the other things will be added to us. So it's not this school and these classes you're about to go to versus the school of prayer. But the school of prayer must come first. Because without the school of prayer, everything else just becomes numb. It just becomes part of the grind. But in prayer and in the Spirit of Christ, we can find hope and life and light. And so to that end, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 119. If you're interested in diving into the school of prayer, Psalm 119 is the archetypal psalm that gives us it's kind of like doing laps, you know, for practice. It's kind of like running your scales. It's the longest of the Psalms, and each movement goes through a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so I challenge you to spend some time with it, but it opens with these words, and I'd like you to read these words with me. This is the way we enter into the school of prayer. Psalm 119. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. For you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. And that is our prayer this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, that our ways would be steadfast, that we would find our blessedness and our happiness in your rhythms and in your school, as your disciples, as your students, teach us to be your people. And now, teach us to confess how we're often moving away from this, how we often live by our own strength. Show us how to confess these, not out of heaviness, but in the the confidence of knowing that you